are we about to have a big quantum future? Is that, I'm hearing so much about quantum things these days. In fact, there's a recent story. The Air Force is going to, what in heaven's name was it? The Air Force is going to sponsor psychic teleportation, $7.5 million they're going to spend on it. And that would imply quantum something or another being in two places at the same time, right?
Yeah, no, well, actually, the quantum teleportation, which is the real physics in this, I mentioned to you before, I don't think that other stuff is worth any money spent at all.
Yes.
But the quantum teleportation is a real physical phenomenon whereby the quantum state of one object is able to be transferred to another object. And so basically you have, as best as we can do, the state of one object being recreated in another object on the other side of the room, say.
Mm-hmm. Put another way, being in two places at the same time.
Well, no, because they're different things. There's one thing here and the other thing is over there. It's just that they've been put into the same state. So like if I had facsimiles of something that were, even if every atom was the same, if they're on different sides of the rooms, they're not the same thing. So they're not in two places at once. They're two different things that happen to be in two different places.
But these two different things are connected, right?
Yeah, they're connected. That's right. They're connected by the correlations between the two of them. So that when you measure one or you do something to one, you'll know what the other one will do.
Uh-huh. Because there's some sort of communication occurring between the two.
Yes.
Yeah. This is very interesting, and that communication appears to occur instantaneously or without the measurement of time, near as we can determine, right?
Well, that's the so-called Bell's theorem.
Yes.
Which I actually discuss in my book, and the Bell's theorem has a giant hole in it. It's not true.
And does it? What kind of hole?
Well, the hole is the You have to go through the whole theorem. I don't think we want to do that on the radio. But basically, the whole has to do with this translation of the mathematical as the same thing we talked about time. If you picture time as a line, just being the same as a line, which is all there at once, then you can get on to all kinds of errors about time. Well, the same thing can happen with respect to the looking at the communications and things. If you take the mathematical theory and translate it straight into layman's language, you end up introducing other complications, and that's basically where the hole comes about. But it is still a weird thing. It's something that we don't quite understand, and quantum mechanics is something that people are kind of scratching their head about because it's basically an area that you have to use probabilities in. And whenever you're using probabilities, it's an admission already that you don't quite know what's happening.
Yes, right. Right, but something is happening, and you're saying you find a hole in the view that communication, whatever and however it's occurring, is not in fact occurring instantaneously.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Fascinating.
But what is happening? What we know is happening is that there is a state, so-called quantum state, which is basically descriptive of what the thing is at that moment, and that state you can recreate it. So that means within some parameters, you're making an identical copy of thing over here.
Right.
It's not the same thing, but it's an identical copy over there.
Yes.
And that's something that is, you know, really very powerful because you're saying it at the very sort of levels of the electrons, you're not just making a copy that looks like something on the outside. It's pretty much, you know, it's not all the way, but it's pretty much all the way down.
And where is not quite all the way? I mean, how is that quantifiable?
It's quantifiable because you're talking about probabilities, and always talking about probabilities. And so you never quite know whether you've got everything or there's a limitation of your measurement.
I see.
You know, for example, if I flip a coin, when I'm saying there's a probability of 50% that there's heads and 50% there's tails, I'm saying something about the flip. But I'm also admitting that there's a lot I don't know about the flip.
Okay.
And that happens in quantum mechanics. You're dealing with probabilities all the time.
Uh-huh.